SRN News, I'm John Scott. AT&T apologizing for a cellular outage in the U.S. on Thursday that knocked out service to tens of thousands of customers. Jennifer King has more.
The Dallas-based company says the outage appeared to be the result of human error in coding while it was expanding its network, not a malicious cyber attack. Outage tracker Down Detector noted the outages began around 3:30 a.m. Eastern Time Thursday and peaked at around 73,000 reported incidents. The outage led to some self-congratulation among Americans who maintain landline phones in their offices and households, but according to 2022 estimates from the National Center for Health Statistics, 73% of American adults live in households where there are only wireless phones. I'm Jennifer King.
Also at SRNnews.com, speaking to the NRB, former President Trump says since D-Day in 1944, the organization has shown religious faith that helped our nation survive tough times.
Our country was at war with the enemy and wanted to extinguish our way of life forever. It was a very bad time, but here at home, Christians knew that victory depended not only on the force of American arms, but also on the faith in American hearts.
The former president speaking last night in Nashville. The Biden administration expanding sanctions against Russia, adding over 600 people and firms in the largest installment of penalties since the invasion of Ukraine. The European Union also imposing sanctions on several foreign companies accused of aiding Russia's war effort. The moon's newest arrival said to be alive and well a day after landing. Intuitive Machines reports that it's communicating with its lander on the moon. On Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 113 points and NASDAQ adding 8 points. This is SRN News. A pro-life group takes on the NAACP.
The American Life League has issued a rebuke to the iconic civil rights organization over its continued support for abortion and its recent assertion that abortion is, quote, a racial justice issue. In an open letter, ALL President Judy Brown says, quote, abortion is the ultimate racism, pointing out that nearly 20 million black babies have been aborted since Roe versus Wade was approved, and 42% of all America's abortions are performed on African-American women. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Bills have been proposed in Iowa, Kentucky, Missouri, and West Virginia that would require public school students to watch a pro-life video about the development of babies in the womb. If approved, the video would be added to schools' sex education curriculum. The video was produced by the pro-life organization Live Action. This is SRN News. Well, here's a new work-from-home tip for you. Correspondent Lisa Dwyer says, don't buy stocks after eavesdropping on your spouse's business calls.
A Houston man has pleaded guilty to securities fraud for trading on inside information from his wife's conversations while both were working from home. His wife worked as a mergers and acquisition manager at oil and gas conglomerate BP and was working on a proposed deal. After Tyler Loudon learned that BP was planning to acquire a truck stop and travel center company, he bought more than 46,000 shares of that company before the merger was announced. The stock soared almost 71%. He then sold the stock immediately for a gain of $1.76 million. His sentencing is scheduled for May 17th, where he faces up to 5 years in federal prison. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.